that you've done. You can't always legislate stupid, but we can come up with a set of minimum standards that is going to make this an attractive airport, so.
I think we will.
So.
All kinds of what?
All kinds of phases. I mean, we're talking about the people that come, you're talking about friendly, we're talking about people that just want to stop by and land in. I mean, that's another. And those that come and say, we want to stay, we want to hang.
And that's,
there's all kinds of.
The transits are not really going to be affected by this.
That's what I'm saying.
People affected by this are the people who are tenants here, and who we want to attract to this airport.
And the businesses.
Is businesses and tenants at the airport, and as well as make it attractive for it. Gary can sell a lot of gas to people doing their flight planning up and down the East Coast who want to stop in here, because we got the best gas prices and we got the best reviews out there on the internet, et cetera. So we got these right here. It's not going to apply to the transient stuff. This is going to apply to the folks that, those of us that are decided to commit ourselves here for a long term. Jeff, me, you, well, you, John, others. So anyway, 1.2.4, Mike, I agree with you. I like that language, unless otherwise determined by the county. I think that the people that are elected to this, you know, to run this county are going to be reasonable people to sit down with and make reasonable decisions when it comes to an appeal.
I hope so.
And as we go through this, take into account the terms that are in leases. You know, the terms that's in Garrett's lease, and Jeff's lease, and my lease, is in, you know, John, you have a lease down there for your hangar space, don't you?
Yes.
Take into account the terms that the county's already agreed to on all these leases, and try to make that maybe part, and you know, have that as a part of the discussion of coming up with a minimum standard. What's the county already agreed to on this particular issue or term? Okay.
We took care of you all right, Emma.
Say again?
We took care of you all right. Put your new roof on.
It blew off.
Yeah,
I had to put it on.
I said we put your new roof on.
Yeah.
We got a chance skylight, but we put your roof on.
It's skylights in there before the weather got here. That place used to leak.
All right, so we're past 1.2?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. All right. We need to get into specific standards. But this is where we need some discussion here. If you go to page 7, which is the next one in line, was aircraft maintenance operator. We already have an aircraft maintenance operator operating here. So you need to take that into account as we go through here. You know, Jeff, I don't know if you want to talk about what we require in your lease, or you know what standards you're meeting right now on your own as a place to start here, but.
Well, the only thing I would want to refer to back is the minimum standards that we had, and which areas under the old minimum standards do you think applies, Jim, to what you've written here?
Now we're at 4 now.
4. Yep.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I thought you said 5, 2, 7.
No.
What did you say?
Page bottom of page 7.
Bottom of page 7.
Or page 7.
Page 7.
Page 7. Okay.
Aircraft maintenance operator.
We gotta get on the same page. We're in trouble.
Never heard that before, right?
I think in Jeff's lease, we require him to be open 5 days a week, normal business hours, so eight hours a day. So that's the first one that I've got down there. Didn't put it in the form of a question, but that's a proposal.
Which paragraph are you only in, Jim?
4.2.1.
Well, couldn't, I mean, do you have to specifically say 8, or can you just use that generic normal business hours?
Yeah,
at least 5 days per week. That way, if it wants to be open.
That's not a standard.
Well, they have an example of a standard that says the operator shall post and maintain hours of operation convenient to customers.
Yeah, and those are not good standards to say adequate space.
Well, again, is this your opinion, or
it says 8 to 5 days? We need to know this.
I mean, do we know that that type of language isn't sufficient?
Well, how do you enforce that? How do you make sure that, you know? Well, we've told Jeff he's got to be open 8 hours a day. Somebody else comes in and is open, you know, whatever he wants to be, is a little wishy-washy.
Market forces will, if a guy's open erratically, 2 hours on Monday, a couple hours on Tuesday.
Well,